Minneapolis residents voted last night to stick with their police department in a ballot measure on police reform. A year and a half ago, after George Floyd was killed by a police officer, there were large protests calling for change. The proposal that was voted down would have meant change. NPR's law enforcement correspondent Martin Costi is following this one. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Noelle.
What would this proposal have done exactly?
Well, it would have replaced the existing police department with a Department of Public Safety, and that would have been more than just a new label. It would have sort of rearranged the flow chart of who's in charge of policing in Minneapolis. Right now, it's the mayor and the police chief who run the police department, but this amendment would have let the city council get more involved, sort of redesign things, set priorities, including fewer police if that had been their priority, and they could have used that money for other things such as anti-violence programs with sort of a public health approach.
Was this the police defunding that many people were calling for last year?
Well, it was not, according to the Yes campaign. Hmm. They objected very strenuously to anybody who called this defund. They said this was about making what they said the system more flexible, letting the city try new ways to do things, expanding public safety. That's what they kept calling this. But they also insisted that there would be police in the new system, that cops would be just one piece of the puzzle alongside more mental health responders and anti-violence volunteers, that kind of thing, but that police would still be present.
Okay, so last night about 56% of voters in Minneapolis said, no, we don't want this. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think for the last year or so, Minneapolis has already had sort of a taste of what life would be like with fewer cops, because a couple hundred officers left the department starting last summer. The department's been below the city charter's required minimum number, required by law. They've been below that number. And at the same time, the city saw a big jump in homicides and gun crime like other parts of the country. Just Monday, the day before Election Day, the city saw six carjackings or attempted carjackings in the space of 2 hours. And that, you know, that's the kind of crime that used to be far more rare in Minneapolis. So people can argue whether that violence is somehow connected to fewer cops, but the two things did coincide in time, and a lot of people I talked to in some of the hardest-hit neighborhoods in Minneapolis definitely saw a link there.
Does this no vote mean that the call for change is over?
I wouldn't say that. People are still very concerned about a department that has a long history of bad behavior, and people keep getting reminded of things like a federal jury just found a former Minneapolis cop guilty of doing illegal searches and stealing drugs. A few weeks back, people saw some newly released body cam footage from the protests in which officers seemed to be joking about hitting protesters with less lethal rounds. So there's a strong sense in the city that this is a department with a culture problem, and even the No campaign kept saying that they wanted to see reform.
So where does reform, such as it is, head now?
Well, I think that pressure is not going away, the pressure for reform. A lot of people hope that some of that will come from the police chief, Madara Arredondo. He's Black. He came up through the ranks of this department. When he was younger, he was part of a group of Black officers who sued the department for discrimination. And as chief, just earlier this year, he got a lot of credit for testifying against one of his officers, Derek Chauvin, during the Floyd murder trial. So, you know, some people in Minneapolis told me that they were voting to keep the current department in part just to keep him in as chief, to give him a chance to reform things. But I'll also add that the feds will play a role here, most likely. They are investigating the department. There could be some sort of move toward either a lawsuit or pressure for reform. So we should definitely watch the Justice Department as well.
NPR's Martin Costi. Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome.